Following a New Year's Eve road win against the Pacers, the Bucks rang in the new year, hosting the Brooklyn Nets in the first game of 2025 at Fiserv Forum. With the big three in the starting lineup, the Bucks got to work early.
Giannis rumbling down the lane, and he will put an end to the madness as he lays it in with a left hand, count it with a foul.
Milwaukee scored seven straight after the Nets took an early 2-0 lead.
Damian Lillard still going to try another one, and this time he will get himself on track as he knocks down his first shot of the night.
A dunk from Chris Middleton off an assist from Giannis, and it was 11-5.
Bounce pass beauty from Giannis to Middleton, and Middleton staples it down. We've seen too many dunks from Chris these days.
19-14 Bucks on a mid-range from Giannis.
Giannis on the other end going to fade and fire. Mid-range jumper is pure. Man, he starts hitting that. It starts to look like Hakeem Olajuwon.
From there, the Nets took off with a 9-0 run to take a 23-19. Bigger picture, a 23-8 Nets run to close out the first quarter for a 30-23 lead. In the second, the Nets built a double-digit lead before Bobby Portis struck from deep.
Portis tries to answer, and he does. Splashes through the jumper from the right wing.
The Bucks would draw to within five before Cam Johnson stroked back-to-back threes for an 11-point Nets advantage. The lead would swell to 15 before Portis dialed in again for his second three of the quarter.
Here's Portis. He lets it fly, and he drains the three from the near wing. Bobby Portis giving the Bucks a needed three-pointer.
A three from Dame reduced the deficit to 11.
Here's a step-back three. Damian Lillard zeroes in for his second bucket of the night.
But the Nets answered with a three on the other end to make it 57-43. And that was the theme of the first half. Every time the Bucks splashed home a deep ball,
Prince cans the three. He heaves one up and connects on a needed three-pointer for Milwaukee on his first three-point attempt of the night.
The Nets answered on the other end. A drive and dish from Lillard to Portis made it 65-54.
Nice dish late to Portis, and Portis will lay it in up close after Lillard threaded that one through a couple defenders.
But with 9.9 seconds left in the half, Andre Jackson Jr. was called for a flagrant 2 foul when his fist made contact with the face of Nick Claxton. Jackson was ejected, and the Nets carried a 66-54 lead into the locker room. Brooklyn would seize control in the second half, beginning the third quarter with a 14-2 run, a run that Giannis would put an end to.
Giannis driving on Claxton, scoops to the hoop and lays it in with a foul.
Still, the Bucks were down 20. They used the three ball to reel the Nets back in, first from Taurean Prince, then Gary Trent Jr.
Giannis rejects the dunk attempt from Sharp up top. That jump starts the transition. Gary Trent Jr. sticks the three, and that could be the spark to ignite the fire.
A pair of free throws from Trent and an 8-0 Bucks run to make it 90-78. Another three from Trent, and the Nets lead was down to 10 with 1 minute remaining in the third quarter.
Rollins will try his hand, launches for three, no good. Portis bats the rebound out, tipped by Giannis to Prince, quick pass across the court. Gary Trent Jr. strikes again, another three. In a big moment, late in the third quarter, it's a 10-point game.
The Bucks would end the third with the final bucket, a follow-up from Ryan Rollins off a Giannis miss.
Driving inside, underneath, flip the shot up, no good, but Rollins catches it and kisses it off the window and good. And that's going to do it on a wild third quarter.
94-85 Nets after three. It was 111-90 Nets before the Bucks started chipping away and making a game of things in the fourth quarter.
Here's a catch and shoot three from Lillard, and good to see him watch one go down as he knocks down the three from straight on.
Defense turned to offense for the Bucks with Pat Connaughton leading the charge.
Connaughton pokes it away with a second to shoot. Connaughton blocks the shot. Lillard feeds it ahead to Connaughton. Pat stuffs it down, hanging on the rim on the other side. It's an 8-point game. 2:52 to go on the fourth.
Down eight and off a Nets miss, Giannis went coast to coast to bring the Bucks back to within six.
Giannis going the other way downhill. He drives inside. He lays it in. It's a 6-point game with 2 minutes left.
Off another Nets miss, their 11th straight. A drive and dish from Connaughton set up Lillard for three.
Giannis moves it ahead. They send a Lillard. Open three. Got it! It's a 3-point game! 111-108. Every twist and turn you could possibly dream of is playing out tonight.
More from Dame and a 20-0 Bucks run.
Giannis comes away with a rebound. Bucks can tie it with a three. 40 seconds to go. Lillard drives the lane, floats it up and in. No foul, but the Bucks are back to within one.
Down one with 23.1 seconds to play, Giannis would miss a contested layup. The Nets would knock down a pair of free throws, giving the Bucks one final shot with 6.1 seconds to play.
Chris Middleton to send it in. Going to have to be a quick shot. Sends it to Lillard at midcourt. He's on his back foot, throws up the desperation heave, and it misses. Well, we've seen some wild ones through the years. That was about as wild as it gets to start the new year. Unfortunately, not the end result the Bucks were after, as they will drop this one by a final of 113-110 despite a furious late charge, but too big a hole in the end for the Bucks to dig their way out of.
Down 24 points, the Bucks fought back to within one with under a half a minute to play. Giannis led five Bucks in double figures with 27. Lillard added 23.